Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Everyone, hope you had a nice day so far. I'm believing God for utterance tonight. He's going to speak to us again. He's going to speak to us again. The feedback from Sunday has been amazing. I really don't know what's happening. Is it that you people were discovering your colors? Or you are discovering, more colors. And those in relationships, you know, they've really reached out to me for different reasons. Some have said that, I realize I've been taking my partner for granted. This person is actually a good person. So going forward, you know, I'll be more appreciative. That's wonderful. Clap for yourselves. Surprisingly, and to my joy, some have said that I've realized I have to work on myself on this particular thing. They came out clear. No need to pretend. Apparently I'm the red flag in my relationship because of this specific thing, and I will start working on it from now. That's very touching. It's not easy to take correction, you know. Yes, it's not easy to take criticism. That's fantastic. So give yourselves a round of applause again. I have prayed for you, and I'll continue to pray for you, that God will see you through. You will not marry the wrong person. No, you will not make that kind of mistake in the name of Jesus. And all the wisdom that you need, sometimes it's a wisdom problem. Sometimes it's not about one person or the other. Sometimes it's just wisdom to navigate. All the wisdom that you need, God will make it available for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah. We are starting with Jeremiah today. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have towards you. Very popular scripture. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans for good and not for disaster. That's fantastic. To give you a future and a hope. This is the desire of God for each and every one of His children. Do you get? He wants to give you a future. He wants to give you a hope. His plans for you are not for you to suffer in life. He wants you to prosper in every area, all around. It is not the will of God for you to suffer in a relationship. It is not His will for you to endure in a marriage. No. The will of God is for you to enjoy your life. It's for you to enjoy your marriage. I mean, even if challenges will come, even if you'll be challenged, it will not be in your marriage. Marriage is so sacred, so beautiful, that when God wanted to begin to describe the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church, the only example He could use is that of husband and wife. It is that sacred. It is that beautiful. So God does not want you to suffer in your marriage. But somehow, some people still choose to suffer. You understand? Somehow, some people still choose. Because I believe, I've thought of it. And I've come across many couples, you know, both dating, courting, married. I've come across many couples. And I always see the place of choice. Either the choosing to marry the person, or choosing how to react, or choosing how to act in that relationship. And that choice eventually affects the outcomes of their lives. Are you following me? But God does not want you to suffer. And so if you are yet single here, I congratulate you. You are not going to be single for long. Amen. Yes, you are not going to be single for much longer. Amen. Buchi, pastor, is calling you. He's saying that you are not going to be single for much longer. You will not remain like this for much longer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen to Jesus. You will not remain single for much longer. And yet you will not make a mistake. You will enjoy your homes. In Jesus' mighty name. So I'm just going to be sharing my thoughts with you. You know, generally. Some people feel that they don't deserve better than what they have now. So from where they are currently, that is how they are even judging their lives, their future, their potentials. They don't think they can be better. They don't think they deserve better. It happens in career too. You're already on a path, you know, in your career. And you know that this will not yield much. This will not give me much. Maybe I can be better than this. But somehow, you have a deep-seated belief that you are not better than this. And so they have stayed in harmful relationships. Their father beat their mother so much. And so they think, what is a few slaps every now and then? Just 2 slaps per week. Just for me to figure out why he's slapping me. Maybe he will not anymore. Do you understand me? Some fell in love with a fantasy. And in this social media world, they publicized it. He's tall, dark, and handsome. Very presentable, dresses well, smells nice. You have posted a lot of pictures everywhere. Now, this fantasy have already scattered, and you know. It has become a punishment, and you know. But somehow, they continue to try to uphold an image. And so they stay there. There's a story of a young girl, very young girl. She has already started aborting babies. And so, by the time pastor sent her to me, you know, I was even more concerned about her health than what she was describing. Then later, pastor told me that, that I've already told her to leave the relationship. I said, okay, that's good. He said, but she said she cannot. So what do you now want me to do? This one does not even want to be helped. Or she doesn't know that she's in trouble. And so when she was speaking to me, she was talking about even feeling alone in the relationship. So there's a pregnancy. Then she has to go and take care of it by herself. The guy does not call. You know, she's ill. The guy does not show up until she's fine again. She's probably the one that goes back to him anyway. And they continue from where she stopped. So her major complaint to me was the loneliness. That I'm so alone. I'm so lonely. And why would you say you cannot leave the relationship? How is your mind working? Is it working at all? Do you get me? I believe she fell in love with a fantasy. And now that the reality is not matching up with what she thought, she doesn't know how to get out of there. Some people think that they don't even deserve to be happy. They have such a self-image or belief. I don't know what it is. But they think that happiness is far. It's not something you can get hold of. It's not real. And so they choose suffering. these people are good at choosing bad people. If you tell them, okay, tell me about your past relationships, it's the same thing. It is the same story, the same pattern of emotional abuse, abandonment, everything terrible. Because they don't think that it is possible to be happy in a relationship. Let me tell you, it is very possible. Okay? Challenges will come, like I said on Sunday. But I even think that the gift of a partner is one of the ways that God has chosen to comfort us in this wicked world. So that no matter what else is going on outside your home, your place of work, your tenants, or your neighbors. We have some really, 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 really funny neighbors where we live now. You know, no matter the kind of shege that other people, other things are trying to show you, you should be able to come back home to your partner, to your husband, to your wife, and be comforted. That is the will of God for you. If you are in an unhealthy relationship, you already know. I hope you know that you know. You don't need anybody to tell you. If you're already in an unhealthy relationship, I want you to make up your mind today to say no. A very strong no. You have to make up your mind today that I deserve better. Or is this how you want to continue your life? Is this how you want to continue your life? Somebody said to me, my boyfriend is cheating. For the life of me, I was even confused. Because how can a boyfriend be cheating? What's the meaning of cheating? You'll have to explain to me. No, what's the meaning of my boyfriend is cheating? What I understand is my husband is cheating. If you say my husband is cheating, okay, your husband is having sex, right? Outside of the marriage. So when you say your boyfriend is cheating, what does that mean? What's happening? Are you getting me? Are you trying to say that he has another girlfriend? In my time, we call that double dating. So is he double dating? You people are more than one that is dating at the same time. And then I say, hey, ma, no, not like that. As in, you have to talk. Oh, I can't figure it out. Say it. So your boyfriend is having sex with other girls. What do you mean by other girls? Do you get that order that you put now? What's the meaning of order? Other than me. You are having sex with your boyfriend. Everything has already scattered. There's no need to complain that he's cheating on you. He's already cheating with you. The arrangement that you have is already so terrible. He's cheating with you. He should be able to cheat on you. Because whatever it is that you people are doing is already cheating. You see now? Cheating on your future husband. So whatever it is you are doing, you're already cheating. So why are you now saying that he's cheating on you? Who the cheating is with does not matter. Left to me. And okay, so that's not the only problem. You know? I'm like, continue. The thing is that he's doing a lot of drugs. He and his friends. And so sometimes he acts as if he's mad. And he gets really violent. Pastor Fumi, what should I do? What should you do? You know, 15 minutes cannot have passed. It has? Wow. What should you do? He's acting as if he's mad. Gets violent. Breaks things. But sometimes, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm overcome with compassion. Because really, I'm supposed to say, go and do anything you like. And I began to talk to her. Have you started doing drugs with him? Let's start with that. Don't destroy your life. Don't destroy your own life. She said, no. I said, I hope so. I'm hoping that you will not lie to me. And then we moved on to other things. Hallelujah. So people will actually know when something is wrong, and that is why they would be looking for advice and opinion and even prayer up and down. I should pray about it. Now, if you are in a terrible relationship, the kind of relationship that I've been trying to describe, you have to get out fast. Listen attentively. The reason why you have to get out fast is that, you see, the longer you stay there, the longer you waste your time. You are not going to find a better person while you are with that person. I hope you know. You are not going to find love. The kind of love that you desire, that this person is not serving. You now say, at all, I ain't bad. Or you think you are using this one to while away time while another person is coming. It doesn't work that way. The ideal love of your life will not find you. See, even if a good person comes your way, you are already, there's no space, there's no vacuum, they can't stay. You will not even know that this person could have made you a good partner. And they will just leave before you know. If the person even likes you, they will deal with that feeling quickly because you're in a relationship. A sensible person is not going to be hanging around somebody that is in a relationship in hopes that they will leave their girlfriend and come to you or leave. Those kind of, there's no time. The person will leave. And the way it is, self, life does not operate that way. You prepare for what you want. You have to create the space for what you want. There was a lady I spoke to, I think 3 years ago. And I told her, avoid this guy. Give him gap. I looked at their relationship. And it will not... See, hanging around this guy is simply not good for you. Give him gap. 3 years ago, nothing has changed. And she's still where she was 3 years ago. Even me, that was a long courtship, Seth. 3 years at least. We have only 1.5 years more to go. So if you are in a relationship that is not paying you, and you know, see, bring up the discussion. Start giving the person gap before you even bring up discussion. If you've been seeing the person every day, change it to every 2 days, every week. Form busy. Let something happen. Just let it scatter. I beg. Yes, let it scatter. This is your life. So that you can meet the person that God has prepared for you. Are you following me tonight? How do you choose a spouse? Or how do you not choose a spouse? Because I'm going to be focusing more on the wrong reasons tonight. And then if time permits me, I will quickly list 6 things that you should see to make you sure that I can marry this person. If time permits me. Okay? You don't choose to be in a relationship with somebody or to marry somebody because of prophecy and spiritual revelations. Don't do it. That may be the worst mistake you can make. Because now you can't even blame yourself. And the top of the mountain prophet that you would have loved to blame, you don't know where he is anymore. Prophecy, spiritual revelations, that you must get married to somebody that is named so. I've heard that one before. That the prophet has told her that the name of the man is she must marry is so name. Meaning what? Like a predator can change his name. What does it take to change of name in Nigeria? Just publish newspaper. Hi, Fumi. I now want to be known as Cinderella. Let the public beware, Abi. All documents remain valid. That's it. Hallelujah. This has caused so much havoc. So much havoc. Some people have even said that they have been given a date by a prophet, that they must not exceed that date before they get married. In a relationship that is not working. In a relationship where you are crying every day.
Did you tell the prophet? Did you sit the prophet down to explain these things? Or you just said, amen. So shall it be. Don't throw your life away like that, okay? Pastor has already taught us, I believe, that there's no single person that you must get married to. Do you remember? There's only a kind of person that you can marry. There's no person, hey, if you don't marry this person, well, except Pastor Philip, you must marry me. You understand? Except in your own case. But there's nobody that they say that you must marry this person. No. That's not the way it is. I think it was only Adam that could have applied to, because he was the only man, no other person. Even him, God did not force him. Right? God only took out his rib, made a woman, paraded the woman before him, and he decided, I like what I see. Not to now talk of in this world now, 8 billion people, and there's one person. No. Okay? So prophecy and spiritual revelations. You are children of God. God leads you by his spirit. So if you have not been praying, you don't know how to pray. Or maybe you have a parent. Our parents, they do that. Collect your name and take it to prophet. Even when my father found out that I was dating this young man, he collected his name and took it to the altar. And the, you know, uncandle pastor even asked for your picture. So they took it to the altar. You know, my dad is Celestial Church of Christ. So that's how they do their own Christianity. But they call on the name of Jesus, so it's okay. Yes. So he put his name in the altar, asked me for the picture I didn't give, went to ask my sister. I don't know if that one was the one that gave him the picture. But they were praying over it. So our parents care about us that way. They can introduce those kind of things because of their own understanding. But you have to be wise. Praise the Lord. Number two, financial security. This one applies more to ladies, although some men too. I will get there. The reason why you are in the relationship is because you must buy a wig of 120,000. There's no other thing. He can slap you, no problem. He will use you. Pastor Kingsley said, you people have heard about fairly used, Abby. Some women have been unfairly used. You are in a relationship, they have already unfairly used you. They have made demands of you that people that they have paid their bride price, self, people that have done the right thing and have married a woman properly and legally are not requesting. They are requesting from you. And you are giving it because of wig. Or because of an iPhone. What is your problem? Why are you not patient with process? Why are you not patient with process? Because if you give yourself another 5 years, another 6 years, you'll be able to afford these things. But you want it now. And your Yahoo Yahoo boyfriend too wants to provide it now. So young people, everybody messing up themselves. Young men, they are thieves. They are ritualists. Somebody was asking that, wait, please, how do you know if they have used you? Because I've been falling sick and started listing symptoms. Please, has anybody experienced such a thing? What should we do? How do you know if you have been used? If your destiny has been used because of iPhone, no? Praise the Lord. One guy said that, oh God, let me not say that thing because it's terrible. That particular story is terrible. In this case, it was a guy that was being financed by a lady. And her request, the things she's asking for, Jesus, human beings. If financial security is your only motivation, is the only thing, the only reason, in your heart of hearts, you know that I would not like to end up with the person, with somebody that has this kind of character, this kind of lifestyle, this kind of belief, that you don't want to end up with them. But if you leave them, who will pay your house rent? That one room in Giri. It's true now. Am I lying? That one room, who will pay? So you stay there, let them be messing you up. You are going through things that you cannot tell your parents. You are going through things that your siblings cannot even hear about. But you want that room. So that's the wrong reason. Terrible reason. If that kind of relationship leads into marriage, you will suffer. You will suffer. Some people stay in relationships because they have invested too much already. So now the shege is growing. You understand? The suffering is actually increasing. It is now, you know, shege pro max. He has even tried to strangle you before. But you have stayed for too long. And now you are feeling that, how do I move on from here? How do I move on from here? And it's usually sex, so funny enough. Have you invested so much? What did you invest? Seriously. They have slept with you back and front. You understand? You are even having pains in places that you don't know that is existing in your body. They are buying drugs from Malam to come and sleep with you. Anyhow. And you now say, where do I want to take this myself to? Some people have STDs already. A lady wrote to me, we share a disease. Why, huh? Wow. So touche a description. So touche that we share. Can you imagine? What do you mean you share a disease? Please don't confuse me. Can you see? She has given too much. And now the relationship is bad. But where do I go with this disease that we share? Before I find somebody that also has this disease, that's true. And that now likes me enough to marry me so that in disease and in wealth, in poverty and in sickness, you know, in disease and in sickness, we begin to build together. Won't I just marry him like that? Another 15 minutes. Glory to God. Praise God. So some people feel that they have invested too much. Many years have passed. I will be embarrassed. After 4 years, 5 years, I'll be embarrassed to say I'm not with this guy again or I'm not with this lady again, despite everything I've given. And so they stay. The thing is that you may be wasting more years. Or if you end up with that person, that marriage is not going to work. A guy went to do a threesome with his fiancée and another guy. They've been doing it before. When you let yourself go, that's what happens. When you cannot caution yourself, control yourself, even with pleasure, that's what happens. So they had been doing it before with other ladies. The fiancée, another lady, and the guy. It was enjoyment to him then. The girl now said, oh yeah, let's try it with a guy. So two guys, one girl. It was so fantastic. Now, he's not asking that, is he supposed to marry her? Ah, you will marry her. Praise Jesus. In their case, they got married. 2 months later, he filed for divorce. Said he cannot stand it. He cannot forget that sin. Things are happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. let me begin to rush. Rebellion. Some people get married out of rebellion. They want to get back at their parents. That happens with young people, you know, or in my experience, people that make that kind of decision, they're probably in their early 20s. And so the mother is always like, you come back home late. Which kind of behavior is this? The father is very strict and you are just not comfortable with all of this thing. You are a big girl. You are an adult. You can make your own decisions. Let them all leave me alone. One 37-year-old man will just show up in your life and offer you marriage. And you say, you see? Oh yeah, no. Come, I'll be checking the time I come home now. Then your parents will now try to caution you. That how many years gap? When did you meet this guy? What do you know about him? They will now go and get pregnant. You want me to burn in this house, Abby? Oh yeah. You not allow me marry. Out of rebellion. Since she's willing, the man too is willing. Their parents will let them go. Do you know how those kind of stories end? Don't even try it. So marriage is not an escape route. You cannot use marriage to escape the problems you have in your family. You will deal with the problem in your family. And you wait patiently for marriage to come. Marriage that will be peaceful. You would even be able to testify that for all the suffering that I suffered, God has now consoled me with this woman or with this man. You cannot marry to escape from your parents. You cannot marry to show your siblings something. Maybe your younger sister married before you and you now want to, you know, do your own back. You cannot marry for competition. Praise God. You cannot marry to prove a point to anybody. Just cancel that one out. And it's the same with relationship. Everybody around me has a boyfriend. Everybody already has a girlfriend. Everybody's moving on with their lives. Who told you? Who told you they are moving on with their lives? There's a way that God has even arranged the journey of everybody. We will not all get married at the same age. We will not all start having children at the same time. So why don't you wait patiently for your time? Praise God. So don't get married as a way to escape your parents or a way to rebel against your parents. When we were in the university, that was how one of my friends, a guy came from, they met at a party, dance, and he was already ready to marry her. Almost 40. I was 21 when this happened. So that my friend was 22. He was ready to marry her. I was taken aback. Is that how it happens? Just like that, even though I was very young. Just like that. In fact, I was still at a stage in my life where me and another friend of mine were saying that I don't think relationship is the next right now. It's like this relationship itself is distracting. Let's leave relationship alone and face Jesus. And they're already proposing to you. The next thing, the guy has bought gas cooker and brought for her. Campus. As in campus or government school. Hey. The next thing, the guy is going to come and give her bottle water. We were drinking brown tap water. It looked like we were suffering. She would just say, pass. For me, pass or me come back. Abi can say funny. You have money to cook vegetable soup? Eh? The guy was just giving her money anyhow. Got her a room in postgraduate hall. Kilamaku Beno. In PG hall. The rest of us were still cramped up. Bunk room. Like 16 bunks. 32 legal occupants. And maybe another 32 illegal occupants. In that hostel, we'll be fighting every day. We'll be fighting every day. If they don't steal your tissue, your top, somebody will wear your shoe. The guy had already gone to rent one room, one old room. The PG hall takes three people. Most of those people, they are not always around on campus. He did not even say they will not be around or they will be around. He paid for the three bed spaces so that the girl can be alone there. She was bawling. Got her pregnant, sharp, sharp. We're still on campus. You are already pregnant. Jamie, I didn't know anything. My grandmother told me that if a man touches you, you are pregnant. You understand? And I stayed with that belief. If you know when I realized that thing she told me is a lie. If you know when I realized, you'll be embarrassed on my behalf. That if a man touches you, you are pregnant. Ah, you are a man. Please shift. I think I will tell my daughter self the same thing. I should not bother. It will not work. Praise God. She was already pregnant. Only for her to go home with the man. Of course, he has told her that don't touch my pregnancy. We are getting married. The first weekend she spent with him, the mother slapped her face. This is a Muslim girl. The guy is a Christian. Right? In quotes. They went to church. Her phone rang in church. She slapped her in the congregation of the saints. That's mother-in-law. That's mother-in-law. Mother-in-law to be. Within one weekend, I slapped her at home. I slapped her in church. Let me leave the sisters. Because the guy has three sisters and one brother. It's only the brother that I don't have a story of him, of maltreating that girl. The sisters, they showed her shege. That's as in like even before the wedding. Now she was already pregnant. That's probably why it took that guy so long to even marry. Because of his family women. The women in his family. Wicked people. Hallelujah. So don't pressure yourself to get married. Some people get married simply because of pressure. And I understand, especially if you're a woman, you're approaching 30. There'll be pressure left, right, and center. If you give in to pressure, it will not end well. If they say that you're already old, you have already finished school, and they do it to men too, actually. That you have already finished school, you're already working. So what are you waiting for? I want to see my granddaughter. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to see my grandchildren. You just look around. But who can I marry? Who is ready? Who is ready? We'll make it work. We'll be sorting it out along the way. No. You are not going to be able to sort it out along the way. There are so many people in marriages where they have checked out emotionally long ago. They are just there. Just, we've already built something together. We already have children together. So let's just stay. Too many people. That people are married does not mean that they are happy. Okay? So that is why it's not every married person that can be your mentor. There was one lady that was taking relationship advice from one married woman. The married woman, the husband has already cried to me to come and tell me that I'm suffering. Please help me. How can you intervene? And now this young lady, she just looked around and thought, oh, they are beautiful. Their outfit is usually matching. This must be my mentor. So I don't know what sort of advice she was being given. But the relationship that I thought was going well, the relationship that I thought will do well from where me I'm standing, it ended. It crashed. I don't have to think too far. Because the person you are taking advice from, well, I've not heard her side of the story. But the husband has cried to me. I don't think it's easy for a man to come and be crying. Okay? So peer pressure or pressure from family, don't fall for it. You have to stand your ground and explain that I will marry, don't worry. Because they will not go into that marriage with you. Mostly is for selfish reasons. They are not thinking about you as such. It's just that I'm old enough to be a grandmother. You see? And what is difficult there? Just marry now. What is difficult in it? I want to see my grandchildren before I die. People have actually gotten married and have started regretting after 1 month. That, oh, this is a terrible choice. This is going to be a long, painful ride. They already know. Is that how you want the rest of your life to be? No. Definitely no. Don't marry or get into a relationship because you pity the person. She's a single mother. Hey, I will marry her. That's all. Why? Any other reason? Her ex-boyfriend really suffer her. So how is that your business? Are you Jesus? Don't marry people. Don't marry somebody because you pity them. I asked a couple. They've been married for maybe 8 months by the time they came to me. And the first time I spoke to them, after hearing all the problems, my hairs were full. I had to refer them back to premarital counseling. But you know what? I know you are married, but let's not waste each other's time. Let me not waste your time and don't waste my time. Let's go back to the basics and do premarital counseling. This is terrible. How can two people be together and they cannot get anything right? Not even sex. Nothing. You cannot get anything right at all. Let's go and start from the beginning. Why did you marry her? I asked the guy. Said, when I met her, she was in an abusive relationship. And so I decided to rescue her. Pastor said Avengers. That was his reason. That she had really suffered in the hand of that guy. And she had invested many years in that relationship. So I decided that I will save her. She was in that relationship when he began to promise her that he will marry her. He gave her the courage to leave the relationship. And he fulfilled his promise and married her. Now, compatibility, zero. Understanding, zero. Okay, let's have a conversation, zero. Now they are beating each other. Yes. Now, as in they are beating each other constant. By the time they came to me, the lady herself cannot cook. She doesn't even think that she's supposed to be cooking. The guy, God, it's a messed up story. Pity. Out of pity. Do you know that? The fact that you are even attracted to somebody that is in an abusive relationship, there is the high possibility that you are an abuser yourself. Do you know? There's a very high possibility that you are an abuser yourself. You are looking for who you can abuse. Do you know, abusers don't go for anybody. They cannot go for just anybody. That is why he sees your boyfriend beating you and he wants to quickly marry you so that he can continue from where that one stopped. At least they have beaten you before. If I beat you small, do you get? Thank you. So if I beat you small, it will not be like it's something you have not seen before. You will not run to embelembe. Do you understand the thinking? You're not going to be reporting up and down. It was part of the things I was telling that guy. Abuse is already in your own blood before. That's why you are going to save her. If you were a serious fellow, you were encouraged her to leave that relationship. and you let her be. Go and find somebody else. Praise God. So don't marry somebody out of pity. That they have broken their hearts too much. You are the heart mender. You now say anyhow we'll make it work. You hear their story and you feel so much pity. They have been through a lot. Who will now be there for this person? Who will be taking this person to the hospital? Who will now care for? No. One lady said she married the man because he was terminally ill. That she made up her mind that she will be there. Must you marry somebody to be there for them? Do you know how many people I'm there for? I would not marry all of them. Are you following me? It will not end well. It's not going to end well. Rather, you set up, if you have what the Yorubas call the eyeballs of mercy, you realize that you are feeling pity for the person, set up an NGO. You go and be looking for whatever it is the person needs. If it's funds, if it's money, if it is a nurse, you understand? You set up a system to be able to help them in that their situation. Marriage is never, it's not that kind of thing. It's only because you don't understand the essence of marriage, what marriage represents. That is why you will, for pity, marry somebody. Okay? So if you are in a relationship because of pity, you know that you're wasting your time. Some people are in a relationship, or they even get married to revenge. Yes, they want to revenge. He broke up with me. How will he break up with me after promising to marry me? He broke up with me, and so because of that, I will let him know. I'm going to show him that I will find love and I will marry before him. So anything that comes, you jump at it. We'll be settling the rest later. But this marry, I must marry. I must post wedding pictures on Facebook. I must tag him. He left me. No, don't marry to revenge. Don't get into a relationship to revenge. Are you getting me? One lady, when we were young then, I don't know if you remember my classmate, Morufa. We used to call her Auntie Morufa because she was way older than me. The carpenter next door, Brother Kabiru, he was her boyfriend. And they were good together, really. The outskirts of Lagos, where we were living, you know. They were good together. And even in the area, we all knew that they were dating. They were really good together. Only for Brother Kabiru's parents to summon him to the village. He's from Ogbomosho. And when he traveled home, they married a wife for him. So he came back to town with an arranged wife. This my sister was so broken. She was so sad. My mom, very wonderful woman, she went to go and meet her. That's my Binu. You understand? Don't be angry. It's obvious that you are sad about this thing. But please don't make a rash decision because of this. And don't be angry. Just let it go. My mom was that kind of person. She will talk. She will help you. Very gentle. But she will put on her slippers and come and meet you. I noticed that this is happening. Please. You know, my younger brother was telling me of recent how she saw a mad woman somewhere, just a little distance from her house, who had a huge saw on her leg. And then she told my brother that, this thing will kill this woman. Let me see if I can help her. And she established a rapport with the mad woman and started going to treat the wound twice every week. And so she was the friend. I don't know how she did it. I cannot. God, please. Hallelujah. So my mom went to tell her that, don't worry, Ma Binu, and don't make a rash decision because of this. as if she knew that that is what will happen. Because within 2-3 months, Auntie Morufa, she got married. She got married to an Afa that had 3 wives already. She was the 4th wife. What she did not know is that this Afa lives with 4 women at a time. But she can divorce any one of them at any time to replace. Do you understand? It's a matter of seke in their religion. Just say it 3 times. Divorce. Young woman. And that was how our suffering started. Because you are the youngest. You are the newest wife. Back then, that our area was rural, very rural. You carry bath and go and fetch water for like 17 people living in that compound. She suffered. To make matters worse, even the brother Kabiru that they brought wife for, the wife that they brought, I don't know which kind of strange woman that one is. She started pretending to be pregnant. She was pregnant for 3 years. I can never understand how that one even came to be. That one was pregnant for 3 years. Until the husband shouted, "Now, how many? What are we doing? How can you have been pregnant since?" And every night, your stomach will be flat when we want to do the do. Before I wake up in the morning, you are already dressed and pregnant. You have been 9 months pregnant since when? So the marriage too eventually scattered. Hallelujah. So don't marry because you want to revenge. Okay? Take your time. Anybody that lives your life, let them go. Sincerely, just leave them. Let them go. Maybe where they ended their journey with you is where God intended for it to end. Don't you believe that there is a God that is directing the affairs of men? Let them go. Just before I met my husband, there was a guy. I will not forget him. Very fine. Very fine. Very brilliant. But as we began to communicate, even though I liked him, I realized that he was still in love with his first girlfriend. And I asked him the story. What happened? He said it and said it and said it. You will not move on. And every time he talks about that girl, he will start crying. You need to see how I carry my handbag. That irreal. Like, you'll be fine. I was tempted to think that I will so love you. Because I have so much love to give. I will so love you that you will forget that that girl is existing. I will so be there for you. But I'm not like, Loto. Like, that's what you want to start. I carried my bag. And I left. That was just before my Prince Charming came. Imagine if I was there trying to force something that is never meant to be. After I got married and I had my first child, he found me and started saying story. Me, I have born. I have already born. Don't bother. We thank God that he realizes that the biggest mistake is not a mistake. Don't worry. God will take care of you. How many years after? Six years old. Praise Jesus. Some people, they just want to be in a relationship. Have you met people that are never not in a relationship? Have you met people like that before? Before they change relationship like shoes. Before you even say that, where is bro Caleb? Since when? Even after Caleb, Benjamin, but now it's David. You've not met people like that. They cannot exist as a human being on their own. They cannot stand on their own as a person. They have to be hooked up. They have to have a boyfriend. They just don't want to be single. They just don't want to be single. Fear of being alone. Fear of remaining single for long. Fear of not getting married. One girl, how she chose the man she married is by location. Is it Abuja that will pay me or Lagos? where is more opportunities for this my business that I'm running? She went for the guy in Lagos. Just like that. It's not about the person. Like the person you are marrying, the person that you are going to build a family with, have children with, does not matter. I want to be in Lagos. That's all. Can you see reasoning styles? God is wonderful. So some people just don't want to be alone. Some people are at a point where they are feeling like, what if nobody else comes? You know, what if there's no other person? Maybe no other person will ask me. And so they stay. Some people marry because they are pregnant for the person. And they know that this person is not good for me. Ah, they know. But they stayed. Is it not easier to live with one pregnancy than after four children? Is it not easier? One woman sent her daughter away, 18 years old. She was impregnated. Sent her daughter away that if you can open your legs for them to sleep with you, you are ready to become a wife. None, yeah? Be going. She came back years later with 8 children. Very fertile young girl. About 2 sets of twins. In fact, I even heard she was pregnant by the time she ran away with 8 children. Very fertile. Because she had twins 2 times or so. If only the woman had accepted her and allowed her to stay. You have made this mistake. Let's see how we'll fix it. She sent her away. She was in her mid-20s though, with 8 children. Because she was just 18 when the first one occurred. Some people marry because, okay, I'm already pregnant for this person. Let's go ahead. And it's not just women. Men do that too. That's okay. I'm already of age anyway, and you are now pregnant. Let's just go on. It's not that easy. Have you learned something tonight? So why should you marry? Or who should you marry? What are the things that you will see that should convince you that I will marry this person? You have been in a relationship already, of course. I will marry this person. You see, a broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. Don't ever, ever forget that. It is way easier to start all over again. Even if you have 15 relationships in your past, it is easier to start all over again than if you are divorced, than if you have children already, whether you are a man or a woman. So you go ahead and allow your relationship to graduate into marriage. If you are actually excited about spending the rest of your life with somebody, these are discussions you will have with yourself. It's not when you are gisting with your friends and you are trying to make them jealous of you. Or when your mom asks you that how far, you know that you cannot completely say the truth. You know, we don't say the truth to our parents. I hope you know. Do you know? You know. You know. Okay, just some things. Other things you don't mention. Thank you. You are excited in your heart of heart about spending the rest of your life with this person. You can go ahead. That's inner witness. There's something telling you in your heart of hearts that all is well. You are unafraid to give 100% of yourself to this person. You know that this person will do me good. You know that this guy will lead me right. You know that he will not use selfishness to wound me. You understand? That even when I'm not looking, even when I'm not aware, he's going to take the best decision for me. He will have me in mind. When you have those kind of feelings about a person, when you feel that you can trust this person with your life, they will not purposely hurt you. Are you following me? This person will not purposely hurt me. I strongly believe that this person will not purposely hurt me.
You have great respect for this person. You admire them a lot. They are a big deal. You feel lucky to have them. That's a great sign. Okay? When you communicate well, you know, that mental connection, that intellectual compatibility, I don't joke with it at all. You communicate well. You enjoy their sense of humor. You understand their sense of humor. They understand you too. You know? You don't have to talk too much before they get you. You say it's they are angry. You now say that it's a joke. They are more angry. I mean, for how long? You now start apologizing. Apologizing in written letter. You buy gifts. I did not mean it, but that's not what I was saying. For how long? I can't even deal. I had a couple in premarital counseling. Ha. Hey, God. I became an interpreter. Because even when the guy says something in response to a question I asked, the girl will vex. That, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? So I will now face that. No. That's not what he's saying. Is that what you meant? How can you even be angry that somebody answered a question that me, I asked them? Why don't let me do what I'm doing? I called the guy aside. How long have you been together? Because even me, I have a headache. How are you feeling? Seriously, how are you feeling? So that's my problem with her. And they have accents. That's my problem with her. And someone, let me leave. Hey. Ebolo, so. You are still speaking English. No, their case is very peculiar. They are married now. But I've explained to him that when you talk to her, you have to talk like you're speaking to a 5-year-old. That's the only way forward. If you choose to do this, if you choose to go this route, I cannot say don't marry her. I've stopped those kind of things. The last time I said it, they organized meeting on top of my head. They even organized proposal to mention my name as an enemy. I was blocked on WhatsApp, blocked everywhere. It's just a few months ago they unblocked me, praise God. Something I said maybe 8 years ago. It's just a few months ago that the lady unblocked me. Because I told the guy that you cannot handle this lady. And for, God even knows that. I asked him that, are you dating already? Do you like her? Are you in love with her? I asked all those questions and he denied everything. He denied everything. And I said, okay, now that all those ones are not there, you can't handle this girl. You don't have the power, I promise you. He went to tell her everything. Everything I said. I just noticed that the next time the girl saw me, she just, why is she looking at me like that? They are married though, praise God. They have children. So I will not tell anybody not to marry anybody. Even though as they are married, the girl even called my husband one day that she cannot be suffering. And one of her guys is in Abuja now. She's thinking she should go and spend the night with him. Because what's all this? It's okay. We bless God. Hallelujah. Somebody that you respect and admire a lot. I've said that. You enjoy this person's sense of humor. You understand the person. Okay? You feel that the person understands you. Your journey of understanding each other and communicating. You'll be working on it all through your years together. It will not stop. So don't start at zero. Don't start at zero. Okay? And lastly, you are actually passionate about this person in every way. In every way we can talk of passion. You are interested in their lives. You are interested in their career. Whatever it is they are building or trying to build, you are interested in it. And really, you want to kiss them. You cannot marry somebody that you are not tempted to kiss. You want to do it before. You are attracted to them because it is important. When you marry, that's what you are going to go and be doing. I hope you know.
You not do like my husband's best friend and his wife. They were eating amala. The girl can turn amala. Yeah, very good. I risked my life, the life of my husband, my daughter, even my sister went with us for that wedding in Akure, all the way from Abuja. My husband drove. We came back. 4 weeks later, we went to visit them. They have been turning amala in the house. I looked at it. I said, this atmosphere is not looking okay. It's not charged. There's no chemistry. I called the girl. What's happening? Said, start for me. Start for me. How? I said, what? Tell me. Be telling me. But I said, you know what I'm trying to ask. Or do you want me to spell it out? Me, I don't get shy. Small shame is not in my own body. Do you want me to say what I'm asking? Or you answer me now? She said, we have not done anything. Why? You don't even have any reason. There's no reason that is acceptable. 4 weekends later, like 4 weekends, you people have not done anything. At last, though, when I did not allow her, she now says it's because they don't have condom. I say, condom? That she doesn't want to get pregnant. They are not ready to get pregnant. And she cannot go and buy condom. And her husband, too, is shy to go and buy the condom. I say, don't worry, if it's condom, you will see me tomorrow. It's not to buy condom. What's there? So that day when we left, I went to buy the condoms. That if you people say this is what you are looking for, I will help you. I bought it. I don't know how many packs I bought. I even added lubricants to it. Don't tell me that there's no way forward. There must. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that attraction is important. You can outsource washing of plates, cooking, all these things. You can outsource everything. You may not even communicate, self. If you like, self, be keeping malice. That one too is there. You can talk to your friends, talk to your siblings, talk to your colleague. But you know that outside of marriage, no sex. You understand? So you have to marry somebody that you're attracted to. It is not the first. It is probably the last point to consider. But it is also very important. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church. You can't even